You have... Oh, sorry there, Rod. You have it on KPIG Radio, KPIG 107.5 Freedom, KPYG 94.9 Cayucas, San Luis Obispo, and streaming commercial free at kpig.com. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the station Eric Early of Blitz and Trapper. Happy to have you on. Eric, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Right on. Yeah. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah. Appreciate it.
How's everything up in, you're up in Portland? How's it going up there?
Yeah, it's going okay. It's mellowed out a little bit up here.
That's good to hear.
For sure.
Yeah. The new record, let's get right into it. It's called Holy Smokes, Future Jokes. I really like it. Ooh, I think it represents something kind of different for you guys, at least compared to the last one. To me, it feels a little more abstract. There's a couple more left turns. A little bit mellower overall. I don't know. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, was that kind of a result of just like following like a signpost of like what songs were appearing, or was that a little bit more of a conscious decision, or what was it?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of the music I was making at the time. I kind of moved through different ways of writing and different moods, different instruments. But yeah, I was really just spending a lot of time writing on an acoustic guitar, so
yeah,
there's a lot of that on.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit more singer-songwritery, I guess. Whereas Wild and Reckless, which was one, I think that was kind of, I mean, I've been, you know, very aware of Blitz and Trapper for a long time, but I think that Wild and Reckless album was the first one that I kind of sat with for a bunch of different times, and and that one felt a little bit more like, you know, kind of like a rock and roll throwback, in, you know, in many ways.
Sure.
And this one is a little bit more of an evolution of, I mean, it's, you know, I think once you've been a band for 20 years, you're going to have your, you know, you have your tricks and stuff, but this one does feel like something different. How does that, what do you think about that? How does that?
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. Yeah, I'm not really sure why or how. It's just sort of, I mean, I think I've just been going through a lot of different changes in life. And when I was writing it last year, I think a lot of my experiences working and having a family and stuff contributed to a lot of the writing and a lot of the mood, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so you had 10 albums, you know, not mentioning like some EPs, some live offerings, a bunch of, that's a lot of songs right there, not to mention, you know, I'm sure songs that don't make it onto records or just, but you're getting into a big number of songs written. I'm curious, like, can you look back and see yourself, like, you know, let's say, I don't know, let's just pick a number here, 1,000 songs you've written. Can you look back at, like, what is it, 500 songs in, can you look back, is there some kind of difference? How does that prepare you for the next 500 is what I'm getting at.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that I've ever really thought about it.
Yeah.
I've always just kind of continued to write. I see it as a way of, like, documenting, like a sort of subconscious documenting of where I'm at in life and what I'm doing and what's important to me. Mm-hmm. It's more like keeping a journal, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that you would really think of it in terms of, like, number. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, maybe not numbers, but like
phases
or like, do you feel like, surely you feel like your craft has evolved to some mm-hmm. degree. Can you kind of pinpoint, I mean, obviously it's a fluid evolution, but first of all, do you ever listen to your old records?
Occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Occasionally I do.
And do you kind of recognize
it? It's like looking back in time. Oh, yeah. It's like looking back in time at someone that doesn't exist anymore, really.
Yeah.
Because we all change so much and evolve. And I think for me, I'll look back and see a younger version of myself in those songs, mm-hmm. which is cool. You know, I'm sure that's how it is for everybody that records music.
And kind of on that same vein, when you've got a, you know, this significant discography, you know, that people love and have, you know, have been part of their lives, what does that, you know, you've got this, that's there, you know, you've done that. Does that kind of create more, or does that take pressure away in terms of trying to come up with like your next project, or just, you know, in terms of creativity?
I don't know. I mean, I think more recently it's kind of, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm probably not writing as much as I used to. But when I do write, I think I'm better at capturing the essence of it and not, you know, squandering it on songs that I don't need to write or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I feel like that with this new record, like I didn't really write any extra songs. I just wrote these ones, and I felt like I was cutting out all the extra fat pretty well. So I don't know. Yeah. I feel like there's I feel like I'm slowing down in my writing, or at least like turning to other things for that process, a little more than I used to be so obsessed with it, you know, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Were you the guys the kind of band that would go into the record with like 20 songs and get down to 10, or was it kind of like you had your album pretty set and you went in and did it?
I usually had written a lot of songs. Like I never really wrote records. I was always just sort of writing songs as I rolled along. And then if I felt like I had enough for a record, I would. The new record isn't quite like that. The new record I definitely wrote all at once as a record in about 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, it really feels like that, actually. It does feel like there's a thematic, you know, they're kind of fitting together that way.
Yeah, and I wasn't really imagining that it would get put out, to be honest. Because we've been off label for a couple records, and so I was kind of just making demos at the house and not really thinking too much about actually putting out a record. I was sort of more focused on other things. But our manager got I gave my manager the demo, just the demos, like the bedroom demos, and he got us, you know, pretty good deal just on those. And so then I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to record the actual record now.
Oh, that's nice.
So that was kind of nice. Yeah, just to sort of not, like, write the songs without really having much of a plan for them or really have a whole lot of ambition for where they would go.
I think that's a good way to be.
Yeah, it can be.
And then you guys have, I mean, you've toured less. I mean, obviously now nobody is, but in the last couple of years, it had seemed to slow down quite a bit. Did that just kind of getting away from your guys' set list, which I'm sure, you know, could have been, I mean, you guys got a legit 2-3 hours of rock and roll, just kind of getting away from that. Did that kind of change your approach at all?
Maybe it did. Yeah, I mean, I think that we've slowly stopped touring more and more over the years, you know. The last time we toured, I mean, we haven't toured in a couple of years now. That year we only toured probably 2 months out of the year. I don't know if that's had much of an effect other than I've kind of shifted gears with working and stuff. And then with COVID, it's completely changed.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all been pushed into retirement at this point.
Yeah. So have you guys been able to, what's it been like? The record came out like, a month ago? Have you been able to do any kind of promos, or what's it been like releasing a record right now?
It's just a lot of video stuff and blogs or podcasts and you know, live streams, stuff like that. That's about it. Yeah, no shows, no like, you know, live performances.
Yeah.
Different.
It definitely is. You guys, though, you know, Bliss and Trapper comes out 2003, and that's like, you know, that's a few years post Napster, and we're right in the thick of this internet thing, and then you guys, you know, and then it takes a few other twists and turns along the way. But you guys have been in it the whole time. Do you think, is that something you're conscious of? I don't know. You guys are like a real deal internet band. You know, you guys have figured it out since the beginning. Are you guys good at that, you think, or is it just like that's just part of life being a band in this time? Like,
I don't know how great we've been. It's especially, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's changed so much. Yeah. When we were starting, there were still records for the most part. But very quickly, it switched from records to streaming. Yeah, it's definitely been different. And then now it's all about this, social media. So, yeah, the whole industry has shifted so much since we've been in it for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you can always utilize it. It's just a matter of if you're willing to and how good you are at the different ways of promotion. And I don't know.
I mean, for a band that's been around for 20 years, though, you feel it feels. I mean, this record feels, you know, just as relevant as anything you guys have made, I think. I mean, how do you keep that? You keep that fire burning? How do you? Have you been able to maintain that that kind of relevancy and that, you know, just your voice is the same? That, you know, not just your singing voice. But I mean, like, what you have to say seems about as pertinent as it ever has been. How do you think that's been achieved?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely try to stay in touch with everything that's going on, you know, in the world and around me, and sort of just in all the different energies that are flowing, you know, with humans and art and with music and just sort of all the ideas. I do a lot of reading as well. I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with sort of like being willing to just listen to everything and every side of everything and then sort of be completely honest about your feelings and about what it is that you're into. You know what I mean? I think a lot of it has to do with being honest with yourself about your feelings and then using that to write songs. And so people can sense in the songs if there's some sort of honesty or authenticity. I think that's what makes things feel sort of like relevant or something.
Yeah, and present and
yeah.
Timely. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hear that in the performances. I think as a singer, you really come off that way. There's a lot of purpose behind just kind of, you know, your lyrics and the way you're singing them.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, probably every song there's one line that sticks out to me I've gone through this record like 4 or 5 times. I've had it just in the car and you know, I have my little favorite spots in each song. Like, oh yeah, smoking dope with Lincoln and the Chrysler.
And the Chrysler, right?
Yeah.
I do like that line.
Or do us all a favor, let's all go extinct.
Right.
That song, Masonic Temple Microdose Number 1, which seems to kind of imply that there might have been subsequent microdoses, but that's a cool one. That's kind of like the banger on the record, right?
Yeah.
Rock and roll song.
Yeah, totally.
I like that one's got a star next to it for me, and then I like Don't Let Me Run. That's my other one.
Yeah, that was sort of a sneaker favorite.
Yeah,
for folks. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
It's kind of like you're kind of utilizing not in just that song, but a few others. Utilizing a register of your voice that I'm not as familiar with hearing, kind of like the oohs and ahs, the higher things, and the kind of falsetto stuff.
I think that's it. Definitely happens a lot more on our earlier records.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're doing all the singing, or?
Mm-hmm. I had some guest singers come in, and then Brian and Marty sang on a bunch of stuff.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna play probably. I think I'm gonna play those two here in a moment.
Okay.
This station, you guys might, you know, this is the first record we've had on this station. I've only been around a little bit, but so maybe our regular listeners. This is a little bit out of left field for some people, perhaps. We're like an Americana kind of station, but
sure.
not that you guys aren't Americana, but it's a little bit more, I don't know. You guys are a little bit too cool for us, I think, but so
I never say that. We're not that cool.
I think you're pretty cool. So I'm trying to turn on some folks to this stuff. I really dig it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. How else you been keeping busy, man? You have any new hobbies or anything?
You know, I work a whole lot. I work at a homeless shelter full time. Mm. So that takes a lot of my time. And then I got a 3-year-old as well. So that takes a lot of my time.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, this is a really awesome record. I think you deserve some congratulations on making a really cool piece of work here. And
appreciate that.
I've enjoyed listening to it, and I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the radio, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cool. All right, that's Eric.